Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move, and throws, and touchdown.
Do this is together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wool Dog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Hi-de-ho.
Hi-de-ho.
Kyle, feel an awful lot like flowers.
Let's not forget Kyle, the coach, Duggan.
What's up, guys? Ready for some football?
I'm so ready.
Holy crap.
Watching this Thursday night game, too, makes me think maybe the Chargers have good defense.
The defense might be good. Yeah, they're
scoring points.
Yeah, that first half at least they put up three touchdowns. Yikes!
Yeah,
so maybe we're great, guys.
Hey, maybe there's something there. Well, folks, we've got a heck of an episode lined up for you. Lots to talk about. We got a Craig experience lined up for you as well. So let's waste no time. Let's start at the top here. Let's talk about the GOAT. You know who I'm talking about, the big man, the Gatesy boy. Antonio Gates is going to be inducted into the Chargers Hall of Fame this Sunday. And I wish we could be there.
I know. We circled this on our calendar. We're like, oh, God, we got to be there.
This would be the game to go to, yeah.
And then work and life.
And crap happened. But yeah. You know what? I'm so excited to see him. Get inducted in the Hall of Fame. There's a quote here from Philip Rivers saying he no doubt is one of the greatest tight ends to ever play the game. Couldn't agree with you more, Phil.
Question. Do you think there's going to be a Phil sighting in SoFi this Sunday?
If there is, I'm going to be even more disappointed.
Because he hasn't done anything. I think if he's going to come and hang out and be a part of the team in some way, this is the time to do it. Support your boy.
If there was anybody he was going to support, it'd be Gates. So get your binoculars, get your cameras out.
Yeah, don't forget those.
Take some good pics because we can't be there. But it should be a fun game. They're coming out in the Royal Blues.
Aren't we? We're 3-0 in the Royal Blues.
Come on, dude.
The Royals need to be our only alternate from now on.
White.
He's got to go.
Yeah, get the Navies out of there.
Yeah. I'm excited to see this go down. Let's see. Fernando Ramirez tweeted out Chargers punter J.K. Scott earns AFC Special Teams Player of the Week for the second time in his career. He punted the ball 8 times in the win against the Patriots, with 7 of them being inside the 20-yard line. What an absolute stud.
Hang time, Scott.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mr. Scott.
I mean, it's like you don't want the special teams to be the players of the week. That means they're on the field a whole lot, especially your punter.
Yeah.
But if he had to be out there, I'm glad he performed.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing as a Charger fan to have a special team stud getting awards and shit.
Shout out to Josh Harris, our long snapper.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about it. In the rain,
he's like, the unsung hero.
Notice a single thing, one snap off. They were all perfect.
Yeah.
So, and Matt Money was talking about how they were basically practicing all, like, Harris was demanding that they were practicing with wet balls all week long. Leading up to the game. That's all they played.
Really?
So they were ready to go, and it definitely showed up.
Huh. Definitely showed, yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Matt Money Smith. I listen to your podcast. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Which one? The Believe one?
Both. Believe, but I heard this one on the Chris Haley. Chris Harry and Matt Money Smith, bruh.
Oh, the official Chargers
podcast. Oh, yeah.
The Chargers official Weekly, shit. Yeah. That's cool.
Be official.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Scott. Very well deserved after that performance. Let's see. There's Joe Lombardi versus Kellen Moore OC matchup is the title of this snippet. When Coach Staley was asked if he sees any similarities in what Denver is running and what you guys ran the last couple of years, he replied, yes. definitely.
Duh. But if you think, but if you think about it, like that is an advantage to this game for us. Like they went up against this offense for two straight years with him as the coordinator. So if anything, Staley should have this team super prepared for this game defensively because they know what it is. They dealt with it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the Lombardi versus Kellen kind of old OC, new OC matchup. But it's also the Sean Payton versus Brandon Staley. Like, I don't know if you guys remember last year, Sean Payton was basically saying, I want the Chargers job. Yeah. Just fire him and I'm here waiting. Just in case you want to, I will take the job kind of vibe. Which is, that's just like, that's not cool, dude. Like, back off. It's the guy's, he has the job. Why are you saying you want his job? Like, trying to muscle your way into getting a guy fired. So you gotta believe that Coach Staley didn't go over well with him.
So you think that's gonna be like extra fuel to perform better?
It would be for me if I was the head coach juice. And we had a catastrophic loss and there was another coach that's like a solid coach that's won a Super Bowl, somebody you probably look up to, and he's like, oh, I'll take his job. I would be pissed off if somebody came and did that. So I think for sure there's gonna be a little bit of extra. It's the Broncos, so it's a divisional game. Both of us, basically, I saw this, the calculator. Somebody posted, I don't remember who it was, on Twitter, that basically whoever loses this game has like a 1% chance of making the playoffs.
It's a huge game.
For both teams, this is it. Like, you have to win or your season's over. There's going to be, they're playing some fired up football this Sunday, I think.
Well, that's what's going to be so crazy, is we got to play them again after this Sunday.
I know, like a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's going to be wild that they're so close together like that.
But how different are those games going to be, though?
This one
being in SoFi in December, that one being in Denver at the end of December, like it's going to be freezing cold.
Yeah.
It's going to be,
it's the 31st, too. Different games. The last day of 2023. It's going to be crazy. Yeah.
It's going to be wild, folks. Let's see. Look over at Daniel Pomper tweeting out Brandon Staley on giving Joshua Kelly more carries, saying competition for carries is going to be something that you can see happening. We're going to keep exploring, making adjustments so that we can find that rhythm I've been talking about. That's certainly one way to do it.
I found this interesting with this quote. It was very much like, you know, he usually is like, Austin's our guy. We're going to, you know, this is the first time where it's kind of been like, maybe, you know, we'll get some extra guys in there.
Last time he said something like that, the whole DB room blew up.
Oh, yeah.
Guys are getting traded. Mm-hmm. Starters are getting benched.
He's like walking down the hall, just lobbing grenades in position group rooms like, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Who do you think the starter is?
She's like, the depth chart is like this right now. Boom, those guys. That's what we're going with this week.
Pen a tail on a roster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, up until week 13, that was the tale, is that Austin's the guy. And now I don't know what the change is. I mean, is it just performance? Is that it? Like, was it like, I want to be friends with Austin Ekeler. I want to make him feel like he's wanted here. No,
he earned it. He earned his absolutely earned his position as the starting running back. And you go until it's not, you know, you got to look when you can see that you're running 14 times or whatever it was, or 18 times getting 14 yards, like whatever. I can't remember what it was exactly. Definitely not that.
It was an average of like 1.3.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. Like you have to make a change. Like anybody can see that. I'm sure Austin was worried about that. And, you know, they start up, you know, more clips have been posted about him not just making, you know, getting tacked behind the line, but making the wrong read and going to the wrong side. I don't know if you guys saw some of those videos that happened this week, but there's a little bit more going on, I think, with him. And it's very odd. Hmm. So...
Well, it's good that at least, I guess, better late than never, I guess, is the idea that, like, listen, if we have a shot at this, we need to make a change. So it'll be interesting to see what that ends up turning out to be, if that means Joshua Kelly starts or if that means that Isaiah Spiller gets activated.
Get Isaiah Spiller on that roster.
Or what if Elijah Dotson gets activated?
He's on the practice squad.
But what if we elevate him before the game? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that ends up turning out to be, but something to keep an eye on for sure. And then Tom Pelissero tweeted out, the Chargers are opening wide receiver Joshua Palmer's 21-day practice window per sources. some help on the way.
I forgot about you, Josh.
Coming
welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yes.
He practiced today, but he had like a knee brace on. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when he's actually available to get out on the field.
Such a bizarre injury because remember he got hurt and he played the rest of the game on it.
Because he's that guy. He's the dude.
Adrenaline.
So in my,
that's him.
In my head, I'm like, I know he's probably hurt. Obviously, he went on the IR. Yeah. But it seems like a cautionary IR where he should be back right away. In my head, that's what I'm thinking because he played the rest of the game on it. It wasn't something catastrophic. So I don't know. I just feel like in my head, that's the optimistic side of me. Like, he's going to play. He'll play this week. And I'm pumped.
Very excited if he ends up going out there for sure. Here's some other quotes here. Staley and Herbert and Palmer on his return to practice. Staley said, good to get him out there. No timeline, but it's a good sign for him to be out there and practice a little bit today. Justin Herbert added about Palmer, saying, Josh is a special player. We know that he's fighting. He's doing everything that he can do to be out on the field. He's a tough guy. Injuries are part of the NFL. It's tough dealing with adversity like that, but he's doing everything that he can in the training room, in the film room. Whenever he's called, I know he'll be ready. And then Palmer, all I know now is that it's healing correctly, and they opened that window today, so I'll be back soon. I always feel conditioned. Even if I don't run for months, I always feel like I'm always conditioned more than my opponent. I should.
Badass. Dude, this guy is awesome. Like, playing through like a bad injury, and I'm just always going to be in better condition than you.
Yeah, no matter what. I can sit on my butt for 4 weeks, and I'm still going to be
in better shape. I've got 21 days to return, so within 21 days, I'll be back on the field. 21 days is all I know. I give myself 21 days, so I try not to look too much in the future, just one day at a time.
It doesn't sound like he's playing. He's not going to play this week. I just don't feel it.
Doesn't sound as good.
So, Erickson, come on, buddy. Let's go. Let's get some catches.
They talked to Herbert about Erickson, and he was just like, I know that he's going to be out there. I trust that he's going to be in the position. Like, the word trust doesn't just flow freely from Justin Herbert's mouth. So it's just interesting that he used that word trust, that he's going to find a way to get open. So, and then Derek Ansley on the defensive back room practice speed said, with the players' GPS, we track the players and compare them to see if we can prevent the soft tissue injuries. Well, they're using GPS. So we use that data, and yesterday was our fastest as a DB group, really, in about 6 weeks. So we are getting better on the practice field. We are getting stronger. We are flying to the ball. So those habits usually trend in your favor down the stretch.
You kind of forget about the GPS because this was not a part of football when I played whatsoever.
Really?
This is not like the fact that they're being monitored every step they take, essentially. So it's cool that they're also, you know, checking to see if they're, you know, how they can make injuries not happen. And like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to say something here. You guys are giggling over me, you assholes.
He's watching you.
All right. Cool.
Now finish your.
No, I lost it.
No, we're done now.
No, I'm done.
No, moving on. We're done. You can go now.
No, I forgot. Moving on.
Forgot.
Oh, wow. He was going to a back in my day point, and now he's mad at us.
Yeah, I am. Moving on. Injury report. I'm feeling injured right now.
How many effing times have you done little side comments over our points?
But the thing is, usually it's one. Not both crap? You guys singing and flirting while I'm trying to make a comment.
You said the lyric, and
every
it just
move
like
you make
it you made it. Yeah, you.
What kind of a podcast do you think we're running here?
One where we say things and finish sentences.
No, one where if you quote a song, it breaks out.
Out.
It's a musical podcast.
Just okay.
I'll drop one later. I'll drop one later for you so you can bust out in song over.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Well, it's a real Macarena of an injury report we've got going right now. Let's see. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yuck, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Count them, 12 guys.
That's a lot
on the injury report right now. 13 if you count Kevin. We've got Zach Bailey. Still on the injury report with that back injury. Has not been practicing. Not looking good.
Still don't know how a backup guy got a back injury at a game.
He was squatting and he didn't have the belt plane. On, I guess. Outside linebacker Justin Hollins dealing with a chest injury. Limited practice Wednesday, but full on Thursday. So that's good. Deanne Leonard.
This is the big one. This is the one that'll be interesting this week and what happens.
Yeah. Dealing with an ankle / heel injury. Has not been practicing Wednesday or Thursday.
I hope we get a pissed off Michael Davis.
That'd just be great.
Just a vicious one. Just angry.
Ferocious. Yeah.
Let's see. Sebastian Joseph Day, ankle injury, got two full practices. Kenneth Murray, shoulder injury, two full practices. Ogbonbamiga, hamstring injury, did not practice Wednesday or Thursday, which is really unfortunate because I think he's been pretty active on that special team. Right? Yeah. Tito Abonya, dealing with the knee injury, limited practice Wednesday and Thursday. This guy.
I told you last week, you're not allowed on there anymore, Tito.
Stop it.
Getting me mad. I almost like it. Wide receiver Josh Palmer, as we mentioned, getting two limited practices in. Trey Pipkins with the wrist injury, two limited practices. Jasir Taylor dealing with an illness, got two full practices in.
Why did they put him on the report? He had full practices.
I think, don't you have to like stay on the report if you were on it the previous week or something like that?
You can get in trouble with this shit, I think, if you don't like just the formality.
I don't know. Joe Burrow had a wrist guard on and he didn't have him on the injury report and they didn't get in trouble. So
I think you might.
Jasir's cough.
There might be some investigation going on this.
I heard there's some like drama with that.
That's what I mean.
People bet because you can bet on all this shit now and it's like allowed. So that you can't do that shit.
Yeah. Nick Vanette was in concussion protocol, got a limited Wednesday, but a full on Thursday. So I don't know if that means he's out of it or not. And then Nick Williams dealing with a foot injury. That must have come up Thursday because he got a full practice Wednesday and then did not practice Thursday.
We need him because he played really well the last game. Did really well in the middle of that line.
Yeah.
It's a busy injury report, boys. And I peeked at the Broncos and they had all full practices. Anyone on their report was a full participant.
Keep in mind, too, if everything goes well, we get the dub, we're happy. We play Thursday night against the Raiders. Yeah, so health is important right now. So hopefully this is a lot of smoke screens and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that would be the hope. And then Daniel Popper also pointing out that Brandon Staley said he doesn't think Corey Lindsey will play again this season. So, really unfortunate.
What is going on with that?
Huge piece of that offensive line. And just sad that it went out in such a way that it wasn't like
scary. It's a hard thing. Like, that's not like a injury prone guy. It's like a dude, are you okay?
It's a vital organ. Yeah. You take care of yourself.
Very vital. All right. Well, we're going up against our opponent, the Broncos, who, let's see, they majestically lost to the Raiders in week one.
They started out like hot trash.
Lost to the Commanders.
They were 1-5, and then they
got they got that 50 beat from the Dolphins.
70. Yeah, that's gnarly. Yeah.
That was catastrophic loss.
Yeah. Turned it around against
it's kind of funny because if you look at their rankings, that game skews absolutely everything. Yeah.
Don't look at their defensive rankings against the run. They gave up like 400 yards in that one game.
Yeah. You just got to remove that to kind of see what they actually are.
Mm. Yeah.
So, beat the Bears, lost to the Jets, lost to the Chiefs, beat the Packers.
The Jets put 31 on them.
Yeah.
Holy balls.
Yeah. Beat the Packers. Then they beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, they've been on a run, dude.
And then beat the Bills, beat the Vikings, beat the Browns, and then lost most recently to the Texans. So
we got to get to Russ. You can force turnovers if you can just get to him.
Yeah,
100%.
We have to have that pass rush from Khalil Mack, and our DBs just have to hold up enough to be able to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the main thing is you got to, Russell Wilson, he's still stuck in my head as elite quarterback. But I think you have to make him beat you. Like, take away their ability to run the football and force Russ to be like vintage Russ and beat you.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if he can. I don't know if they can't run the ball and you put him in tough situations on third down, I think you can dial up enough pressure to get to him. Their O-line is suspect at best. They have their own Trey Pipkins on their team. And you can take advantage of that one tackle. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think if we could stop the run, if we get in favorable third down situations, I think Khalil Mack's going to tee off.
Hell yeah. Let's stack those sacks, baby.
Please. Well, you can stack your sack on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the fun videos. And I think we've got a Coach's Corner coming in hot over there. If you've missed Coach's Corner on the year, you can go on over to Patreon and find a few Coach's Corners. And if you don't want to go to patreon.com, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions and ask Bolt fans. So go check out chargerchat.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, time to go on to the next segment. This guy, you know him, you love him. It's a Craig Experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
Craig Experience. Hello there.
Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
Wowza. Is it just me, or does Bill Belichick look especially miserable? I mean, that's saying a lot. That gentleman doesn't look like he enjoys anything in life, so whew, more power to him. Anyway, what's going on, people? CC gang, the biggest of salutes, and to the rest of the Bolt fam, what is goody? It's your guy Craig in Texas, and welcome to a victory edition of the Craig Experience. We have had a full week to digest this victory over the hated New England Patriots, the Chargers first against said team since 2008. That's freaking ridiculous. But anyway, of course, we know this wasn't the same Patriots of old. The Chargers were going up against probably the worst team in the NFL. Walked out with a 6-0 victory, so not a ton to discuss. And again, like I said before, it's already been a week. You've heard that game broken down a million and one time. The guys have already spoken about it. So we don't want to dilly-dally. Moving on to the next subject, next opponent, which is the Denver Broncos. Now, coming off of a very good defensive performance, albeit against a rather destitute Pats offense, challenge is a bit different this week. Russell Wilson has actually played fairly well at least up until last week. Different story. Ran Texans, it was a little bit of a bust off for them, and they took the L. Not sad about it. But you've seen a more consistent Russell Wilson who's been threatening down the field, and that has everything to do with Sean Payton opening that part of his game back up. Whereas prior to, you know, Russell's kind of doing the dink and dunk thing, which is funny because Joe Lombardi's the OC there, but probably only entitled. We know who's running that show offensively. So as I was saying, you do have to respect Russ. I mean, he's what, a little over 2,300 yards passing, 21 TDs to 7 interceptions. So respectable numbers. I mean, again, not exactly MVP-ish type production, but still somebody that you have to game plan for. And he's still, I would call, the engine of the offense. Even though the Broncos are in the bottom three in passing yards in the NFL, they're like 13th or so in a rushing game. So it sort of plays into the Chargers' hands because the run defense has been the strength of the Chargers' defense this year, which is still really strange to say. So you have to hope that they can keep up the pace in the secondary with defending the pass and getting after the quarterback, where NFL sack leader Khalil Mack comes into play, and also Tui Tuipulotu. Getting after Russ is going to be huge. Russ has a tendency to hold on to the ball, and when he gets flustered, he'll throw some up to you. So Chargers definitely have to be on their P's and Q's this week when defending that Broncos offense because, I mean, they're good for a big play here and there. They've got some wide receivers that can put in work. Just have to be disciplined and not give up the explosives, which the Chargers defense, since they've made some of those changes in the secondary, have been able to do now here consistently for a few weeks. Happy about that. That Broncos defense, on the other hand, second worst in the league against the rush. We're talking about a team that's yielded nearly 1,800 yards on the ground this year at a 5.2 yards per carry clip. I know what you're thinking. If there were ever a week to get the train back on the tracks in the running game, this would be it. So let's just keep our fingers crossed. Austin Ekeler, Josh Kelly, see what we got this week, man. Because at this point, I'm just going to assume that Isaiah Spiller doesn't even exist anymore. Until I see him on the field, he is a figment of all of our imaginations. Y'all know I'm rooting for the guy, but just doesn't seem to be panning out. Not quite sure what's happening there. Sounds like some practice issues, but I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. I mean, what do you have to lose at this point? Running game's not going well. You've got an option there that, I mean, you spent a fourth round draft pick on. Be nice to see what he has in a game. If you're telling me after 2 years, kid's still not able to put it together, well then, I have some other questions to ask, but we'll save that for another time. Denver is also bottom 10 against the pass, where yards are concerned. So they're not exactly like cellar dwelling with the Chargers, but they ain't far off. Not sure if Joshua Palmer's going to go this week. It'd be nice to have that additional weapon as his 21-day window has been open. So you have to consider the fact that the Chargers are going to be on a short week because after the Broncos game, come the Raiders on Thursday night. If you asked me the odds of Palmer playing this Sunday, I'd say very slim. Short week, Thursday night game. Wouldn't be shocked if he's not available for that one either. Dude had a humongous brace on his knee the other day in practice. We'll see how the rest of the week goes. But against this defense, it would be great if they had at least a secondary weapon in the passing game. So hopefully someone can step up. Maybe they can get Gerald Everett a little bit more involved. I mean, hell, QJ had a pretty good game up until that last target where he dropped the ball. And I really hate it for the dude. Feels like his confidence is shaking a bit. You saw the look on his face there on the sideline. Dude was in the rain. Somebody even put up the meme of like Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z. It's like the same pose. That was actually kind of funny, by the way, but nah. For real though. He's a talented kid. Just got some issues he has to work through. But the most important thing that he has to figure out is the one thing that a wide receiver has to be able to do, is catch the ball. And for 5 receptions, he was able to do that. I think he had 7 targets, but man, that last one, wide open, gotta have that. But I'm going to continue to back the kid because he is one of ours. And just hope with the development comes some improvement. And I think he'll get better. The drops thing, you don't typically get over that in just one season. But I think he'll focus in on it, you know, coming into next season. Hopefully, I mean, hell, I don't know what he's doing after these games and in his free time. Dude might be banging it out on the jugs machine. Pause. But when we're talking about this offseason, I'm sure it'll probably be a focal point to his game. And he'll try to get that under control because we see what he can do after he gets the ball in his hands. The primary reason why the Chargers drafted him, the run after catch guy. But in order to get to the run part, got it. Catch the ball first. So with that being said, folks, I think the Chargers stand a pretty decent chance in this game. If they want to continue that hope towards a playoff run, this is a guy to have it. Hell, really every game for the rest of the season is. You can't really depend on teams kind of faltering and you having an opportunity to just slide in there. You have to control the controllables. And that means week by week going into these matchups with a sound game plan and executing in every phase of the game. We don't really have to worry about special teams. Ryan Ficken has that on lock. And we got to commend the guy for that. We're talking about someone who's come in and just completely done a 180 in the Chargers special teams room. You know how big of a deal that used to be as a Bolts fan. Special teams was always a crapshoot. Not anymore. Arguably, I guess, the best in the league right now. Statistically, I think they are. And they got it in every phase of the kicking game. Punting, field goals, Cameron Dicker, you could say, is one of the top in the league at what he does. And Darius Davis, probably the top return man in the NFL right now. So they've got that figured out. Just bring the offense and defense to the table this week. You can walk out of there at home with a dub and just keep pushing forward to see what kind of run you can get on. But that's where I am, folks. That is enough for me. I appreciate you for joining me. Y'all know who it is, Mr. Bull Gang or Do Not Bang, a.k.a. T-O-P underscore F-L-Y-T-3 over on Twitter. And that's right. You can catch me as a co-host of the Lightning Round Podcast. So come check us out over there. And until next time, see you guys next week. Hopefully after another dub, make it two in a row. And you can keep cheering this team forward into potentially another victory because then it's Raider week. You know we got to handle business then. We will not accept the loss against those inmates. Sorry. But catch y'all later. Take it easy. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Well, there you go, folks. Another awesome Craig experience. Craig, thank you so much. Thank you, man. It's a must-win game, and just like you said, Kyle, we got to keep Russell on his back foot, man. Like, keep him running scared. And I would love for Thule to have a game. That would just be inspiring for the future, if nothing else.
Yeah, I just think that like some numbers, like a couple sacks in a big game like this. Mm-hmm. I think it would be good to put him on the map for that defensive rookie of the year because I think he's playing like it. It's just like we see it every single week. It's just being on the Chargers, it's hard to get that recognition all the time unless you're putting up crazy numbers. So I think that would be great. And he's awesome. I had a weird thought the other day, and this doesn't pertain to Craig's segment, but like the whole Quentin Johnston first round pick, not really, he hasn't panned out quite yet. Mm-hmm. What if we had drafted Thule in the first, Quentin in the second? Would there be more grace for the second round pick dropping? Yeah. Because, I mean, theoretically, just flip it. Thule's playing like a first round pick.
100%.
Quentin's not, you know? So it's like when you look at it from the totality, I don't know, then you're just going to see Tom got lucky and blah, 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 and this and that.
Well, it's just, I like that mind flip it. Yeah. Just he's a second round, he's a first round.
I flipped it in my head. Yeah.
Done.
You could also just bump him down a couple more rounds because everyone drafted after Q is playing great. So bump him down a couple more.
Yeah. And even Darius Davis is going out of his freaking mind. Like the best punt returner in the league.
Those two and you're in good shape.
Yeah.
No, I like what Craig had to say about Q. Just as like, look, I get it. Yeah. He's not panning out. He's not really what we want. But as long as that guy's wearing a Bolt jersey, man, you got to support him. You got to love this guy. And I'm rooting for him every ding dang week. So I hope you all are too.
And you got 4 years with him. He's on a contract. He's not going anywhere. So let's just hope he gets fucking good, because that would be awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sick. Yeah. I'm rooting for this guy. That turnaround story.
Please. Yeah. I want it. I need.
Gimme.
Craig, thank you. Thank you again, buddy, for another awesome experience. And that's basically going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. But before we go, we've got some Bolt predictions to make. So what are the Bolt predictions for this upcoming game?
Well, my prediction worked last week, so I got to keep it going. I'm going 3-2 Broncos.
All right. So for those that don't know, just to reiterate, Kyle's picking the Broncos because it wasn't working for him picking the
Chargers.
It was
a reverse jinx.
It's a reverse jinx.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually want them to win.
I don't think they're going to win. I don't want them to win. This is my way of helping the Chargers win.
It's superstition.
Yeah. So the Broncos winning 3-2.
And somehow and
this doesn't add up, but Isaiah Spiller's going to score a touchdown.
Doesn't add up.
The math. These are two separate bets. They're not a parlay. Separate bets.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. What do you think, Kev?
I think we're going to go 27-21. Okay. And I think Mr. Davis runs one back, because I know that the Broncos have a great special teams. They're like neck and neck with us right now. Mm-hmm. But I think we have a better returner, and I think he's going to score a touchdown.
Fantastic. I'm going to say Chargers win 17-10. And I think Mac is going to get at least 3 sacks.
Whoa. I love it.
I think he's hungry. I think he knows he's king of the castle right now, and he needs to separate himself from the rest of the group in 3 sacks.
The peasants.
In one game. Yes.
The peasants, if you will.
That'll be the tone. So, all right. There you go, folks. Bolt predictions in the books. That's going to do it for this episode of Charger Chat. Any final thoughts? Last remarks?
It's a huge, dude. This is like our first playoff game. It's the playoffs start this Sunday. Let's start winning all of our playoff games.
They started last week, and we already won the first one. So we're moving on to the second round.
Yeah,
let's make it a streak.
It's like Texas. It's like Texas high school state. Like their playoffs, you have to win like 15 games.
Yeah.
This is like what we're doing. We're in the Texas high school state championship.
Let's hope there's 9 rounds of playoffs for us, and everything goes perfectly to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and think of the experience that our guys are going to get.
So much playoff experience.
Everyone's like, Chargers don't have playoff experience. Are you kidding me?
I beg to differ.
You sure about that?
The whole season is a playoff.
All right. Well, thank you, folks, for hanging out with us. Don't forget to bolt up, because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.